Hello, neighbors. It feels like it's been a long time. If you follow me on Instagram, you know I'm taking a month-long break from social media, and I'll tell you, it's been great. I've enjoyed having a lot more free time and having better time with my family, but I do miss interacting with all of you. So today is a little bonus episode before season two starts sometime in 2022. No official date yet there. This isn't a teaser. I just honestly don't know when I'm going to launch season two yet. So my guest today is Jacqueline Capito. She is an identical twin and the author of a new book called Twintastic. She's almost 10-year-old daughter and I read it together. It's about tween twins doing, you know, tween things, playing sports, going to school, boys, friends. But one thing I really appreciated about this book is that the girls are respectful to their parents. And when they encounter, you know, the quote unquote mean girl and have friend drama, they handle it in a kind way. I get really sick of tweens or teens being portrayed as nasty and ornery, and that it's normal, that it's typical and appropriate to be behaving like that. And it was refreshing to see a book where the tweens are portrayed in a, you know, a respectful, kind, mature manner. And so my daughter and I really enjoyed the book. And if you stay tuned to the very end of the episode, my daughter gives a little review of the book as well.
I'm Amber. I have 5 young kids, including a set of boy-girl twins. My kids were all born within 6.5 years of each other. It's a lot of kids in a little amount of time. It has been quite the journey parenting all these kids so close in age. I've learned a lot over the years, and people often come to me for advice. But let's be honest, I don't know everything. And in those cases, I turn to other moms for their advice. I believe that people living it and doing it are the real experts. So that's why each week I'll sit down with a real expert, one of my friends, a mom like you, to get all the advice you asked for, and some you didn't. This is Neighborhood Twin Mom. Welcome to the neighborhood.
I have Jacqueline Capito here, who has written for Twins Magazine and Chicken Soup for the Soul, and is the author of a new book called Twintastic. So thank you for being here, Jacqueline.
Hi, it's nice to be here. I'm Jacqueline Capito. I'm from Short Hills, New Jersey, and I live with my 2 boys and husband, and I just wrote Twintastic, a fiction book for tweens ages 8 to 12 years old.
And the book is about tween twins.
Yes.
Okay, so why did you pick that age group to write about?
I thought it was a good time. You know, it's such new experiences, and it's also such awkward times. And they learn about dealing with the mean girl, and you deal with conflict and first crushes. There's so many mishaps that during that time. So I thought that would be a good opportunity to write about.
That's the age that my oldest is getting into, is reading a lot about. She's not quite there, but it's very interesting to read about. She likes the Babysitter's Club and like tweens and those kinds of coming of age stories. My oldest loves those. So how was it like for you and you're an identical twin?
Yes.
So you have experience with it. So what was it like for you and your sister in middle school?
Well, it was actually great. First of all, any new experiences or any problems, I always had my twin on my side. So that was always great. And then, you know, we had a lot of fun. Like, we switched classes. So there
often?
Was one. No. And I wouldn't do this anymore. But back in my day, one day she had an English test to study for, and I had a study hall. So she's like, please, I got to study for this test, and I have biology. Will you go to my biology class for me? And I already had biology that morning. And so I was like, okay. So I ended up going to her biology class, and she went to my study hall so she could study for her English test. So the teacher never found out, and it was great. And she did well on her test, but I was like, could you study the night before? Because we can't do this anymore. You know, going to biology twice was, okay, you know, a
but
lot.
You didn't take the test for her.
No.
Study extra.
Right.
And none of your classmates noticed either?
I think a few people did notice. They didn't say anything, and the teacher never noticed. So we got really lucky.
Oh my gosh. So did you guys dress alike growing up?
So we really didn't dress alike. Like when we were very, very little, my mother would dress us up, but going forward, you know, my mother really treated us like 2 individuals. Cause I think it's very important. So we didn't dress up that much.
How did she do that? I know, well, I have boy girl twins, so honestly, I don't worry about that. Most of the time people don't even know my kids are twins. I have so many little kids so close in age, they just think, holy cow, this lady has a lot of little kids. They don't realize that two of them came on the same day. But it's a worry for twin moms that, like, oh my gosh, how do I help this kid have identity and be treated differently? And even so I have a lot of twin mom friends and I don't know the difference between their kids. You know, I'm like, how do I do that?
I mean, it's hard. You really have to make an effort to get to know them and, you know, see their differences, because otherwise it is hard sometimes to tell the difference between twins. So, I mean, I know myself, like when I would run into people and they wouldn't know which one I was, I could always tell. I would always be like, oh, I'm doing well. And so is Amy. That's my twin sister. So then this way there was no embarrassment and immediately they would know I'm Jackie. So that was good. Yes.
I've seen twins will get different haircuts and stuff like that. Did you guys always wear your hair the same and stuff like that too, as you were growing up?
We did, because we have a lot of the same interests and okay. We like a lot of the same things. So we basically did. Yes. But somehow or another, you know, maybe I could be a little bit louder. Amy's a really good listener. So people like learned the differences between us.
Gotcha. And you have to tell the softball story that you wrote that in the Twins magazine. My husband and I were cracking up. Would you tell that story, please?
So the softball story was like, oh my gosh, I'm not good at softball at all. And so Amy is. So we traded places on our team. And so I was in the stand and Amy was taking my place. And so she actually hit the ball and did really well. And everyone was like, this is incredible, because I could never do anything. and so she ended up winning the game for us, for the team. And it was just incredible. You know, I was like, yeah, just, you know, got lucky that day. So it really worked out. It was really
people
funny.
Keep congratulating you, like after the fact, like, wow, you most improved, way to go.
That's exactly. Oh, most improved. What a day to most improve yourself. Exactly.
Because some of the kids on the team knew that you guys switched, right?
But oh, absolutely.
The coaches.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Did the coaches know though?
No, I really don't think they did. I mean,
What did your parents say though? Your parents knew.
I mean, you know what? Like, they definitely didn't approve. I remember my father was like, okay. Like, they kind of just went with it, but I know they really didn't approve of it. Yeah. I wouldn't, that's another thing I wouldn't recommend anymore.
Why is that? I mean, it's like something you see in the movies all the time. And right. I have a sister that's close in age and I was like, oh, that'd be so fun to switch places. It's this like movie story thing, but you don't recommend it now because why?
I don't know. I just don't want anyone getting in trouble. I mean, I was lucky to get away with it. I don't know if I would push my chances. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I don't think that that's switching study hall. I mean,
okay.
You know, okay. That, if you took a test, now I would draw the line at taking a test for somebody
exactly.
else. But I okay. have heard of twins doing that, but maybe that's just movies that I'm thinking of. So you're a parent now, you have two little boys. Do you think that you parent differently, or how has being a twin shaped the way that you parent your kids?
Well, I was really lucky to be born with a built-in best friend. And so I definitely really wanted my boys to be really close. They're 3 years apart. But the way I was raised, our parents raised us, twin or not, because I have a younger sister as well, just to be close and to be good friends and stick up for one another and always be there for each other. So I thought that was especially important. Definitely.
What do you do to teach your boys to stay close together? Is there something specific that you guys have ingrained in your family culture to be stand up for each other?
You know, just to always be on your brother's side, you know, to be on your sibling's side and to look out for one another. Yeah. I mean, I guess we just ingrained then, you know, to always look out for your siblings and be there for one another and listen to one another.
Gotcha.
So, you know, even when I was, you know, even now, Amy will listen to me. Like when no one else is listening to me, Amy will always listen to me and my younger sister. So I just think that's really important.
You're still really close to your sister. Your sister works on a lot of your writing projects with you, and you guys, you have a YouTube channel together, or she just comes on your YouTube channel?
She just comes on my YouTube channel.
So, but you guys collaborate a lot still together.
Yes.
Do you still feel like twinness, twinhood is still a large part of your identity?
I do. Yes. Even though we live in different states, I do. And we also went to different colleges, but yes, I still do, because people just from growing up, we're still friends with people from growing up, and I'm always talking to her about the next twin project. And yes.
Yes. Yep. That's part of who I am. Yeah. I feel like sometimes I want to like really perpetuate that with my children. Like, you're a twin, you're a twin, you're a twin. And then other times I'm like, it's okay. You're just siblings. But you know, so I don't know where. I think it maybe depends on the twin, how much they want that to be a part of their identity or not. I don't know.
No, I mean, you want to have a good balance. I think it's important. Yes, you're a twin, but at the same time, you have to treat them as individuals, and they are individuals. And you can't always lump them together, you know, like let the twins just do, you know, X, Y, and Z. So they have different thoughts and feelings. So I think that's also very important.
Was it a conscious decision to go to a different university than your sister?
You know, we weren't really sure at the time. And then it sort of just fell into place because I wanted a bigger school and she wanted a smaller school. So it just kind of unfolded that way. And I was actually really glad it did, because I met new friends, I had new experiences, and it was great that I went to a separate college.
And same with Amy too.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah.
So then in hindsight, do you wish you would have done things differently in middle school and high school then?
No, not at all. I definitely needed my twin in middle school and high school. Yes. But then I was able to branch out on my own in college.
Yeah. So tell me about, now that you're adults, what's your relationship like? You say you talked to her on the phone and stuff. You live in different states. You guys still have a twin connection?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I still feel her pain. 3 years ago, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. She's completely fine now. So the morning of the surgery, I woke up with excruciating pain on my left side. And then after the surgery was done, I never even asked her what side it was. And she said, yeah, it was the left side. I go, I like lived it. I like was going through it with you. And then over the summer, when she had her radiation, I would feel like a warm, tingly sensation over my chest. And then the last day, when she was done with the treatment, she called me up and she's like, okay, I'm done. You know, that was it. I'm like, great. And then I never felt that sensation again. So I absolutely still feel her pain and happiness.
That's like an Oprah episode. That's so crazy. Have you had other experiences like that with your twin?
And then, yes. And then, you know what? We also still think alike. Like actually on Mother's Day, this last Mother's Day, and we live in two different states, I went into CVS where there's like, you know, 1,000 cards. And she went into her CVS where there's like 1,000 cards. And we ended up both sending my mother the exact same card.
That's so funny. What'd your mom say? She just rolled her eyes like, oh, yep.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. Yeah. And that wasn't the first time either.
Okay. I have a question for you. What do your husbands think about your guys' strong connection? Does it bug them or make them jealous or, oh, I don't understand you?
You know, they actually embrace it. They actually really do embrace it. They don't get jealous. They completely understand, which thank goodness, because it all works out.
That's good. Okay. Well, why don't you tell me a little bit more about your book?
Okay. Yes.
Where we can find you.
Okay. So my book, it's about sixth grade identical twins who acquire magical powers and they try to save their family's struggling restaurant while dealing with the daily grind of middle school, first crushes, the mean girl, and tennis lessons. And it's fiction and it's for tweens. And you could find it on Amazon. And you could also check out my website at Jacqueline Capito, JacqueLine Capito, KOPITO.com.
Okay. So you say it's fiction, but is it really fiction or is there mingled in some real experiences from your childhood?
It's really fiction.
Okay. It's fiction. Okay. No magical powers between you guys.
Right. No magical powers.
Cool. Well, I know my daughter would love that book. It sounds amazing. So we're going to have to check it out. And I will link your website and the link to buy your book on Amazon in the show notes of this episode so people will be able to find it.
Thank you. I also have a YouTube channel. So just also dealing with if moms want to look at it or parents or whoever, just dealing also with like question videos on should you compare your twins or should your twins dress the same? Should they go to the same colleges? Just a lot, you know, what about the other sibling who's not a twin? So I talk about all these other things on my videos as well, if you want to check that out.
Cool, cool. Thank you so much, Jacqueline.
Thank you, Amber.
Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want to hang out some more, you can follow me on Instagram at @neighborhoodtwinmom. If you want more info on what we talked about in this episode or a transcription of the audio, head to neighborhoodtwinmom.com. If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star rating and review. This helps other people be able to find the podcast. Music for this episode was composed by Cameron Norby. Find more of his work on YouTube.
Alex and Jordan find out that they have twintastic magical powers, the same twin powers that their great-grandma Rose and great-aunt Molly had. And with having these powers, Alex and Jordan have to learn that they need to use their powers for good, but Jordan struggles to not use them for her own good. With the powers, the twins try to help their parents' restaurant because it is not doing well. And will they pass the health inspection? Can they help their parents get the money in time? Will they also have some trouble with friends? I would recommend this book and give a 4.5-star rating.